Chapter 2. I arrived at Glasgow Airport at 3 p.m. where Tom picked me up. He told me Alice was really nervous but would be okay once we get her in the mood. I've booked a table for dinner at a nice country restaurant near us for 6 o'clock, so we can have a nice meal with a few drinks and then we can come home to take some pictures. Alice was very warm and welcoming, and I saw half a bottle of wine on their kitchen side. She must be calming her nerves, I thought. At 6 we were in the restaurant, and Tom ordered more wine with our meals. Alice sat between us again, and Tom was encouraging me to start taking pictures in the restaurant. He gave me his phone and said, "Just snap away, and I will save all the best ones later." I started out by snapping them together at the dinner table, and then got a few good ones when Alice got up to go to the ladies' room. She was wearing a white dress that came just above her knees, but when seated showed her bare upper thighs. She got quite a few admiring looks from other people in the restaurant, and when she sat back down, Tom lifted her dress and showed me her sexy knickers to get a snap of. Alice snapped, "Not here, Tom." But he just laughed. On the way home, we drove through a forest, and I asked them if they ever went dogging. Tom said they hadn't. Then Alice asked me why. "Well, it's just another kind of exhibitionist fun for couples who like to be watched," I answered her. Tom then said, "They say there's a dogging place in these woods somewhere. We could take a drive through and see if we could find it. What you say, Alice?" "I would feel much safer going home, but I am curious to see what goes on." As Tom drove through the forest, I asked him, "Are there any picnic or parking areas near here, as they are the usual after-dark dogging areas?" "I believe there's one near the middle of the forest, where there used to be a tea room open during the daytime. Let's go and take a look." We eventually found the car park, and sure enough, there were a couple of cars parked up in the darkness. Alice looked at Tom and asked him to lock the doors. He laughed and did as she asked, then said, "Let's get in the back so we have more room to play, and Dave here can jump in the front to take some pictures." Alice wouldn't get out the car, so she climbed through to the back seat as Tom and I swapped places via the doors, but I sat in the passenger seat so I could have more room. Alice was looking really scared, but Tom assured her she was perfectly safe and to relax. He started undoing the front of her dress, and told me to enjoy the show but take lots of pictures. I had to turn the flash on as it was too dark, and soon Tom had Alice's dress wide open, and her beautiful tits were on show again. I started taking a few pictures, and then Tom parted her legs and exposed her white knickers, started fingering her through the leg. Alice started moaning as he worked on pussy and clit. She looked absolutely stunning, laying on the back seat and had her leg up on the back of the driver's seat. I took a few more pictures, then I touched her ankle gently to see what reaction I got. She didn't pull away or say anything, so I caressed her lower leg and knee, working my way up her leg. I took a few more snaps as Tom worked on her nipples, twisting and sucking them while bringing her to orgasm with his fingers. Alice was moaning heavily now, so I resumed touching her leg as Tom nodded and smiled when he saw what I was doing. Then I saw some movement outside the car, and realized that the camera flash must have sparked the interest of the other doggers. I didn't want to alarm Alice, so didn't say anything, but did tap Tom on the shoulder and pointed to the two guys wanking their cocks by the side window. He turned and winked, then carried on fingering Alice until she let out a really long moan and orgasmed under his expert fingering. "Well done, babe. You put on a great show for those guys watching outside," Tom said to Alice. Alice, still laying with her legs wide open, looked at him in horror, then sat up staring out of the window into the darkness. "Oh my God, I can see them. They have their cocks out," she said.
"Don't worry, the doors are locked and they're only watching. Why don't you sit in the back with Alice now, and I can direct you both and take some interesting pictures," he said to me.
I was already hard and had my cock out watching him make her come, so I was in the back in no time. Tom opened the door and got out. He said something to the two guys outside, then jumped back in the car.
"They're armless, and I told him it was okay to watch, but we wouldn't be getting out of the car, as it was Alice's first time," he told us.
Alice saw my cock was already out and just stared at it. It was still rock hard, so I reached for her hand and placed it directly onto my cock. Tom started taking more pictures and told Alice to wank me and play with my balls. I pushed my trousers down and off, so I could move more freely. Then, as she explored my cock, I reached over to caress her tits and nipples. Tom started telling her to change position and soon had her completely naked straddling my face with me laying on the back seat. He told her to lower her pussy onto my mouth, and took close-up pics of her from behind. Then he had her press her bum and pussy against the window to give the doggos a good show. Alice was dripping and tasted like honey, and she was doing everything Tom ordered, even sucking my bell end while winking my cock. Tom reached over and cupped and squeezed her tits, then told her to turn around. She turned and was now kneeling over my cock. She knew what Tom wanted, and so did I. So I took the initiative and pulled her hips down, as Alice guided my cock into her beautiful, tight pussy. She let out a really long moan as my cock slid right into her. Tom took loads more pictures, but Alice was now in control and pushing herself up and down, riding my cock.
"He's bigger and harder than you, darling. My God, there are more cocks outside wanking. I can see them all watching me. Us! You're such a dirty bastard, Tom."
Tom smiled, put the phone down and reached over, putting his hand down to her pussy and started rubbing her clit. Alice moaned louder and sighed she was about to come again, and I seriously couldn't hold back any longer. We both climaxed together as Tom pulled away and pulled open her ass cheeks to show the doggers outside my cock slipping out of her pussy and my cum dribbling out down her legs. I'm sure the doggers had a great show that evening, and we all got cleaned up and dressed for the drive home. Time was only 9:30 p.m., and the night turned out better than I could have ever expected. Tom shared Alice with me several more times during the night as we all slept in their big bed. Sorry, correction. Wrong word. Nobody slept that night. We fucked and played, and Tom took loads more pictures. I can't wait to visit Alice and Tom again, and although they keep on asking me to involve my wife, sadly she is just not into sex, and especially any kind of group or unusual sexual games.